Why, hello everyone, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about the one and only Major Lazer. So here we go. Major Lazer, originally made up with two DJs, Diplo and Switch, they were the two introduced while working with Maya. The duo's first album, Guns Don't Kill People, Lasers Do, was released on June 16, 2009 on Downtown Records. It was recorded in Jamaica at Tuff Gong Studios. Vocalists such as Stanford Gold, Visible Cartel, War 21, Busy Signal, Nina Sky, Amanda Blank, Mr. Vegas, Turbulence, Mipai and Tok, Prince, Dibu, Left Side and Maya were other contributing guests and vocals for the album, as well as additional production from Afrojack, Kneebat, Drums and Cookers. The album's first single, Hold the Line, the video for which directed by Eric Wahaheim, was nominated for an MTV Music Video Award into a breakthrough video category. It was also featured in a long video game, FIFA 10. Major Lazer performed at Full Music Art Festival, Lawn Victoria, Australia, on December 30, 2009, and then they performed at the Coachella Music Festival in April 2010. He also performed at the Pitchforks Music Festival in July 2010 and the Squatch Music Festival on May 30th, 2011. And then at the 2011 Outside Land Festival in San Francisco. Major Lazer co-produced a UK singer for Rita Ora's debut album, Aura and No Doubt, for their sixth studio album, Push and Shove. The album's title track featured producers Major Lazer and Jamaican reggae artist Busy Signal, and it was released as a provincial single in August 2012, reaching number 22 at alternative song chart sales. In early March 2015, Diplo confirmed the release of the third Major Lazer album. The first single, Lean On, was a collaboration with French producer DJ Shake and featured vocals from Danish recording artist MO. On 5th of November 2015, Major Lazer featured on KTB's single Who Am I, alongside Craig David. On the 27th of November 2015, Major Lazer released a reissue of their third studio album, Peace and Emission, retitled as Peace and Emission Extended. It featured five additional songs, including a collaboration with Dutch electro DJ house DJ Multi, featuring Ty Dolla $ign, WizKid, and Craninium. A remix of previous track Light It Up featuring Nyla and Fuse DODG, and a cover from Frank Ocean's Lost featuring previous collaborator and Dallas recording artist Emo. On the 22nd of July 2016, a new title titled Cold Water featured vocals from Emo and Justin Bieber and was released by Major Lazer. It debuted at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 in several other countries, including the UK official charts, making it its most popular song yet. On December 6, 2016, Major Lazer released a promotional single for Music is a Weapon titled My Number. The song is a collaboration with Bad Royal and samples 4 for 54, 46, That's My Number, which Pitchfork described as a genre defining classic from legendary Sky reggae group Toots of the Materials. Following the success of singles Cold Water and Believer, Major Lazer released their third single titled Run Up, which was January 26, 2017. The song features Canadian musician Party Next Door and rapper Nicki Minaj, serving a follow-up of the tropical, laid-back sound of Cold Water. On May 10, 2019, Major Lazer released the song Can't Take It From Me, featuring Skip Marley as a lead single for their fourth studio album. And then in June 2019, Jellaware left the group to focus on solo projects and was replaced by American DJ and record producer 8 Drums. In a 2019 interview with Complex magazine, Diplo revealed that the album would be titled Lazerism, but then changed it later and changed it back to the original title, Music is the Weapon, and it was released in October 2020. Major Lazer is now set to perform at the Coachella Music Festival in 2026. So now you know about Major Lazer. And like I said, they're absolutely awesome. I think Lean On is definitely my favourite, and Light It Up, they're really good songs. When I hear about Major Lazer, I just get taken into the year of 2016, because that is one of the golden years. Everyone was just blasting out her Major Lazer's songs, and it's especially with Lean On and Light It Up, like those songs had it. Like they were like, it's just, they just give me 20 pure 16 vibes, and it was one of the best years, like I said. So yeah, they're absolutely awesome, and I can't wait to hear them at Coachella. Obviously I'm not going to be there, but they're going to be great. Anyway, join me next time as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everyone. Take care, and bye for now.